Bedtime in the Nether. Episode 4. What the Strider Saw. This one is a quiet one. It's mostly an old voice and a warm sea. If you fall asleep in the middle, that's allowed. The secret will still be true in the morning. At the edge of the lava sea, on a flat gray stone polished smooth by 10,000 years of feet, there lives the oldest strider in the Nether. His name, and striders do have names, they're one of the few who never lost them, is Olm. Olm is so old that his red has gone the color of an evening campfire, and the little hairs on his back have turned silver at the tips, and young striders are brought to him on their first crossing day so he can look at them and say, in his deep creakydoor voice, yes. Good legs. They'll know the way, which is the strider version of a blessing. Ember the Fire Spark had been hearing about Olm all her life. And after her adventure at the crossing, after the footprints and the Enderman and the humming portal, she had questions stacking up inside her like firewood. So one slow golden evening she drifted along the shoreline, past the dozing magma cubes, until she found the old strider standing belly deep in the lava, perfectly still, the way he stands for hours. "Excuse me," said Ember. "Why doesn't it burn you?" It's considered a rude question, but Olm had been asked it for 10,000 years and didn't mind anymore. "Come stand on my head," he said, "and I'll tell you what the lava really is." So Ember settled into the silver hairs on top of his head like a tiny lit candle, and Olm walked slowly out into the sea, and this is what he said. "Everyone thinks the lava is fire. It isn't. Fire eats things. The lava has never eaten anything in its life. The lava keeps things. It is the biggest keeper there is." He took another slow step. Beneath them the gold-orange glow stretched down and down, deeper than deep. Striders were here before the piglins came. Before the bastions, before the fortresses, before the forgetting. We were here when the only sound in the whole Nether was a song that ran through the bedrock, a long, slow song, the kind a world hums to itself when it's young. Nobody sings it anymore. But I have walked on this sea my whole life, and I will tell you something, little spark. He lowered his voice the way you do for the true things. The lava remembers that song. I can feel it through my feet. Ember held very still. Every gas tear that ever fell, the lava caught it and kept it. It has never lost a single one. Every name the piglins forgot, they thought the names vanished. Names don't vanish. They sank. They're down there right now. All of them, resting like coins at the bottom of a fountain. Every kind word, every walking song, everything this world has ever had to let go of, it all came here. The lava sea is the memory of the Nether. That is the secret. That is what striders know. And that, he added, is why it doesn't burn us. You asked why. Listen carefully, because this is the part I've never told a spark before. The whole sea seemed to lean in. The lava will not let us fall. It is gentle with us, because we are old friends, and because somebody has to walk back and forth across the top of all that remembering, to keep it company. The heat you feel coming off this sea isn't anger, little one. It never was. It's the warmth of someone holding every lost thing at once, and refusing to drop any of them. They stood out there a long time, the old Strider and the little Spark, in the middle of all that patient gold. "Will the names ever come back up?" Ember asked at last, very quietly. Ohm was silent for so long she thought he'd fallen asleep standing, which Striders do. "Things come back," he said finally, "when somebody remembers to ask for them. And lately, his silver-tipped ears turned, just slightly, toward the deep middle of the sea, lately, the song is louder than it used to be. Something down there is getting ready. I don't know what. Even Striders don't know everything." He carried her back to shore as the glow dimmed towards Sleeping Red. Ember nestled into her cracked pillar, warm to the very middle of herself. Far under the sea, deeper than deep, the old song ran along the bedrock like a finger tracing a name. "Tomorrow, we'll visit a dusty tower room where a very old map has started to glow. It has something to do with all this. Maps usually do. But for now, the keeper holds everything, and that includes the whole sleepy weight of this day. You can set it down. The lava will not let it fall. Good night."